Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here and join in the conversation here this afternoon. And, I was filling in the last half hour, if you've been listening to the radio here today, I was filling in the last half hour for Pastor John Lutz on his program for the Cause of Christ, and I was talking about the occultic connections of the Black Lives Matter movement, and we would continue with some of that today, but I want to get into an update on Hurricane Laura and some of the relief efforts that you can be a part of. And if we have time, I might pick up some more talking about the occultic connections with the Black Lives Matter movement. But let me encourage you to check us out online at our page, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you'll go there, you can link to our social media. I finally got that put together. I've been talking for some time about trying to get put together. So you can go to livewithpastoral.com. You can find links. You can find links to our social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Parler.com. We're on USA.life. And of course, then we're streaming right now. Hopefully, everything's been streaming okay on Facebook. On YouTube. And so we have a number of those things available there. So if you'll just go to livewithpastoral.com, you can find those links, and hopefully you can track us down through that, and something there will be a blessing to you, and also give you information on how to find out about our own church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Certainly invite you to visit us, and we have our Bible study tonight coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. We go from 7 till 9 officially. Some nights the Bible study always ends at about 9 o'clock, but a lot of times people stay over, and sometimes we stay till 10:30. Three weeks ago, it was about 11 o'clock or so by the time finally got out of there. But it's always enjoyable, and we certainly enjoy having that opportunity. So if we can be a blessing to you, please let us know. Any rate, I want to get into several things here this afternoon, and first thing I want to talk about, if you've been watching the weather, Hurricane Laura, interesting, we had two tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico here at the same time. There was Marco as well as Laura, and Marco kind of went along the coast, and then it soon downgraded, and then Laura came right behind it and hit right on the Texas-Louisiana border as a Category 4 hurricane. And that's pretty serious, especially if you're familiar with that area. A lot of the land very low lying, and the storm surge is high, and it really makes for a lot of problems for people living in that area that have to contend with such things. And we need to pray for the people there affected by Hurricane Laura. Last I heard, about at least six people have been killed there. President Trump is supposed to fly out to survey damage in Louisiana and Texas. I guess FEMA and different groups are already on the ground doing things, but there's other ways that you can be involved as well. And so we're joined here today with my friend, Pastor Alan Jenkins of Nehemiah's Network. And Brother Jenkins, welcome to the program today.
Good to be with you, Pastor Al.
Yeah, it's good to have you, but again, not good to have you. I guess is the way to put it. But I wanted to have you on because you have a ministry that you're involved in that helps out when there's times of natural disasters. And if you could tell people what that is real quick, and then we'll get into maybe some of the updates, what's happening with Hurricane Laura and what your plans are.
Okay. We do tornadoes, hurricanes, floods. We haven't been able to get out to California yet. That's a little bit far, but would like to someday help out with the fires out there. But we reach out and try to provide food and assistance, and we give the gospel out, pray with people whenever they come, and go through some of the needs that they have, and also work with an organization called Operation Renewed Hope, and that organization tries to help pastors who have had damage to their houses and cars, and we try to get them back on the road so they can minister to their people.
Well, and I was going to say, this is a great way, isn't it, that Christians can be involved?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's why we appreciate the time on your radio show, that we can let people know. And I think it's already been a great help because a lot of people were praying, and I think as big as this storm was, that God spared a lot of lives that were lost, could have been lost, and a lot more damage that could have taken place, even though the damage is pretty severe there in Lake Charles.
Right. And, you know, when you look at some of the reports, it is amazing, you know, when you compare this to some other major hurricanes that have hit the area, how well they have fared, but that doesn't mean that there's not a need for help. I'm just looking at some pictures, a church that's got most of its roof stripped off, and then there's also pictures of a biolab in Westlake. The church was in Lake Charles, Westlake's near that, and all kind of toxic smoke pouring out of that because of what they're doing there, and just people wading through the floodwaters. What do you do when you go into an area like this?
Well, we try to find out, you know, some churches that we can minister to. We tried to call the churches in this area, but most of them all had damage. And so we were able to secure some space at a campground where we're going to be taking supplies to. But when we get there, we set up shop, and we try to go around to the different churches and see if we can help them with supplies for their people. And then we also, at the campground, we're going to get a truck, and we're going to be taking the truck to the affected areas and pass out food and supplies to help people, and along with the gospel.
And that's one thing that I like, is that you include the gospel with this. You know, it's great to minister to the physical needs, but there's a lot of spiritual need during a tragedy like this, isn't there?
Oh, yes. And many people are very open to listening.
In the past, you've had some pretty good accounts that you shared in the past of people that have been impacted with the gospel message, thanks to you and those working with you ministering during their time of need.
Amen. It's always a good thing when you hear somebody get saved as a result.
Absolutely. Well, Brother Jenkins, if somebody's listening and they want to get involved, and they may not be able to go down there, and certainly we don't want a whole bunch of people just flocking down there because that causes more problems. What is the best way, if somebody's listening today, that they can get involved and help out with your efforts in relief here in the aftermath of Hurricane Laura?
Well, we're going to be sending a truckload of goods down at the end of the week. Of next week, and we need canned goods, toiletries, water, paper products, cleaning products, dry goods that we can take and pass out to the people. If you want to drop that off, you can drop it off at Nehemiah's Network, 4488 West 160th, or you can drop it off at Columbia Road Baptist Church, 4116 Columbia Road, North Olmsted, Ohio. or you can, if you want to give money to help pay for the transportation costs and buying, we'll be buying a lot of food supplies to fill up that truck. You can go to our website, ColumbiaRoad.org, and visit the disaster relief page and donate there.
And give that website again, please.
ColumbiaRoad.org.
And, of course, you know, money is always something that's necessary in a time like this, and people like to be able to help out. And, of course, you know, the canned goods and the dry goods and the water and things that you're taking down is necessary. But without the money to put gas in the vehicles and to help provide you a place to stay while you're down there in the area and, you know, necessary expenses, you could not do it. And so it's good that people have been helping out. And it's not just to be able to respond to a tragedy like this, but it's an ongoing need, isn't it, to be prepared for the future?
Yeah, we always try to keep a lot of supplies in the warehouse. This year has been a little bit different because we've been helping out with the pandemic.
Right.
And giving people food in our area. So we haven't really been able to store up stuff for this hurricane. So, you know, we're going to need a lot of supplies to load that truck up.
Well, and if people are concerned about how much storage space you have, how big is your warehouse?
Our warehouse is 13,000 square foot.
Well, I think you can get a few supplies stockpiled in there, huh?
We can get quite a bit of supplies.
Amen to that. So you said that you had not been able to get a church where you can go in because of the damage to the churches and all that, but do people need to pray for you about making further contacts when you get there?
Yeah, well, I did make contact with a pastor who's, he kind of knows all the pastors in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to get a list ready for me so that whenever we do get there, that we can go and visit all of them.
Right.
You can't get through on the phones unless you have somebody's cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I try calling many churches, and he told me he would just get me a list of churches with cell phones of guys that had damage. And so we'll be checking all of that out, seeing how we can help.
Mm-hmm.
In the long run.
Now, one question would be, why do you go through the pastors like this rather than, say, the Red Cross?
Well, because we want to get it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get it to the hands of, we don't want it tied up with administrative costs, the money that people give. We'd rather it go right to the needs. And we find that pastors know where the needs are, and they'll get it there, and people can feel secure and safe about their donations getting where it's needed. And that was always a comfort for me. I always mm-hmm. give to help in situations, but I wanted to make sure it got to people that needed it.
Well, and another advantage, too, is going through pastors and churches. You don't have any people with qualms about sharing the gospel, do you?
No, that's one of the reasons why we try to hook up with some churches, because we don't want to get into an argument with, you know, sharing the gospel and praying with people,
mm-hmm.
because that's what they really need. I mean, they need food and they need help, but more importantly, they need Jesus Christ in their life.
Amen. And do you have any particular story that you could share about somebody that you've impacted that way?
Well, we had when we had the hurricane in Texas about 3 years ago. I forget the name of it. There's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lady that dropped by one of our churches that we were working with, and she saw the sign that said that food was available for people. And this church was in an area where there was a lot of Spanish-speaking people. And so she came in and said, you know, to the pastor, she said, I don't have needs, but I would like to help. And so he set her up right at the door so she could be an interpreter for the people that did not know English and translate things. And by the end of the week, she trusted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior.
Amen.
And about 2 months later, her husband got saved. So you may not see immediate results right then, but praise God when you do, and then there's other results that come later.
Well, and actually, if you think about that, you're not going to be there on a long-term basis. When you leave, it's those pastors, it's those churches that you worked with that the people are going to remember, and that's where, when they have questions, spiritual questions, questions about God, questions about the Bible, questions about death, I think that's where they're going to go, aren't they?
Yep, and we also take John and Romans booklets with the gospel and hand those out to everyone. And the church that we're working with, we encourage them to put their stamp on it so that if the people read it, that they have a church connection that they can look out for.
Well, Brother Alan Jenkins, I want to thank you for being on with us today and giving us an update on that. And again, if you could tell people, if they want to donate, if they want to contribute, if they want to be a help, how they go about doing that again?
Okay, if you want to drop canned goods, food products, toiletries, cleaning supplies off, you can drop them off at Nehemiah's Network, 4488 West 160th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44135. Or you can drop off at Columbia Road Baptist Church, 4116 Columbia Road, North Olmsted, Ohio, 44070. Or if you want to donate money, you can go to our website, columbiaroad.org, and look for the disaster relief page. And if you also have supplies that you need picked up, you can call us at 440-781-0209, and we'll make arrangements to have somebody pick it up.
Well, that's wonderful, and I appreciate the work that you're doing there, and I would encourage people to, you know, to go online there and maybe give some money, maybe drop off something, and certainly pray for you and for those that are going to be going down there and for the people who are recovering. You know, Hurricane Laura's gone down to a tropical storm status, the last I heard. I think it's soon going to be just a depression. But still, a lot of rain and a lot of recovery in that area. And hurricane season's just getting started, so we need to pray for people affected there. But Brother Jenkins, I want to thank you for being on with us today.
Okay, thank you once again for the opportunity to take up this time.
Well, I appreciate that. I know you got things you got to get back to, so I want to thank you for making time to be on with us today. Thank you for the update, and our prayer is that people will pick up the phone, go online, and do something to help out. So appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless. And you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and we were just talking with Alan Jenkins of Nehemiah's Network and an update on their relief efforts as they're planning on going down to take relief supplies down to those affected by Hurricane Laura there in Texas, Louisiana. Well, be in Louisiana mostly, I believe. But again, thank you for Brother Jenkins being with us. And if you are interested and you are wanting to find out some more, of course, you can go online. We've got some information online, and you can certainly go to their website for, well, I just had it in front of me right here. I'll find it here in a minute for Columbia Road Baptist Church there. Let me just call that up here. I had it. And then, wouldn't you know, it disappeared. ColumbiaRoad.org. That's ColumbiaRoad.org. And click on the disaster relief page, and you'll find out what you need to do and how you can go about donating. All right. Well, thank you for that. And again, encourage people to pray for them. Back to some other things I wanted to mention here. Of course, you're listening to Late Night Live. I'm sorry, Live with Pastor Al. We have another program, Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I might as well advertise that. That's every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. And generally speaking, we have phone calls, our phones opened up on during that program. And we're on for an hour from 11 o'clock till midnight. I invite you to give us a listen there on Sunday night. Also want to remind you, we'll be talking tonight about some of the things that are happening in the country at our Friday night Bible study. At our Friday night Bible study, we believe in talking about, just like we do on the radio, we talk about questions about the Bible, and just like we do here, and also current events in light of God's Word, because when you look at what's happening in the world around us, if Christians aren't informed, if we're not aware of what's happening, how can we be able to give an answer to those around us that have questions, those that say, well, you're supposed to be a Christian. What does the Bible say about this? What does God say about this? Why does God allow this to happen? And so we need to be able to give an answer, and we need to be able to be aware of what's happening. So we talk about current events in light of God's Word, and certainly pastors need to be aware of what's happening so that they can give the information. You know, if pastors, if churches, if Christians do not know, the world's not going to tell you. The world is under the influence of the devil. He's the god of this world, and so we're not going to be getting the guidance and the direction from the world that we need. It's up to God's people to become aware and to know what's happening. We need to know what's happening. If you've not been paying attention to the Democrat National Convention and the Republican National Convention and the issues that are being discussed there, then how can we be surprised when our young people get pulled away into some of these ungodly movements? In the last half hour, as I was filling in for Pastor Lutz, I was talking about the satanic, the occultic aspect of the Black Lives Matter movement, where they're engaged in necromancy and witchcraft, and they even admitted themselves that they're in conversation with departed with spirits of the departed dead, and the whole thing of speaking the names of these people that have been killed, we have here Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, the same one who admitted that they're Marxists, that they're trained Marxists. She said, when we say the names, so we speak their names, we say her name, say their names, we do that all the time. You kind of invoke that spirit, and then those spirits actually become present with you. And that's what they're talking about here. They're talking about these spirits being present with them. Here is where they're actually following a religion called Ifa or Ifa of the Yoruba people in Africa. And this is a way of communing with the dead, summoning the spirits of the dead. And as we're talking about this, this is something that the Bible condemns. But unfortunately, even Christians are being sucked into this movement. And Paul warned in Acts chapter 20, as he's talking to some pastors, he says here in verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. He goes on in verse 30 to say, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. This is dangerous stuff. Remember, Ephesians chapter 6, Paul said we're in a spiritual battle. And so he says here in Acts 20, verse 31, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone, day and night with tears. We need to warn people about what's happening. Even Jesus in Matthew 7:15 said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?" Well, when their rallying cries have to do with anti-God, atheistic systems like Marxism and ancestral worship, necromancy, it's not of God. Avoid it. Put your faith in Christ. Follow Him. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.